Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Exciting adventure of their detective careers. These two old farmer crime chasers are about to get the thrill of their lives, and the stage is all set for it. Perched on the high bank, just above and directly opposite the section crew's sleeping car, from which five men have been spirited on five midnights, we find Cy and Elmer. It is just 1/2 minute before 12 midnight. The night is dark and cold. A faint and far-off whistle has warned the old boys that the death train is approaching. Elmer has a patent flashlight for taking pictures, and Cy has his moving picture camera trained on the track.
Here you are, Cy. Look. Look there. The door of that section car is opening, and it's just 1/2 minute till 12.
Yeah, there's Pat. He's coming out the door. And now he's a-shutting it.
Watch close now, Cy. See that little tiny flicker of light?
I do see something move there.
That's the flashlight. Pat's got covered up in his hand.
Yeah.
Now keep your eyes on that. And keep that darn moving picture camera pointed right straight at that little light. No matter what happens, don't move that camera away from where Pat is going, you hear me?
And don't you forget to change them little flashlight globes as fast as you can. And keep on shooting them off. You better shoot one of them now, hadn't you, Elmer? I can barely see that light down the track where Pat is.
Hush, listen. There she comes.
Shoot the flash thing quick, Elmer.
There she goes. Now hold that camera steady. I see him hitting that flash. Here goes another one. Train's coming, Cy. She's coming fast. Hold that camera steady now. Goodness, that was some awful witness, son.
Elmer, did you see Pat just as he shot off that last flashlight globe?
I thought I'd seen him, Cy, but he couldn't have been, because what I seen was way up in the air.
Then I ain't crazy. That's what I seen, Elmer. Pat was way up in the air. But where was the train?
We shut off that camera, Cy. We can't see nothing now anyway.
Yeah.
Couldn't see much any time. I showed off one of them flashlight things just as that train was rolling past right under us. And that terrible scream come.
Do you reckon that scream was Pat?
Certainly it was Pat. But what happened to him?
I reckon that train just hit him and knocked him way up into the air where we seen him in that flash.
Yeah, but, Cy, I tell you, there was no train.
Why, you heard it, Elmer. A whistling way off. And then they're getting closer, and they're roaring right past under us here. And Pat, standing on the track. Then that scream, and the train was gone.
Yes, I know all that, Cy, but it don't fit just right.
Yeah?
I showed off two of them flashlight things while the train was right under us here. But I never seen no train.
Yeah, I shut my eyes when them flashlight things went off.
Well, Elmer Peabody never shut nothing. I was looking right at that track all the time. And I'm telling you, Cy, there weren't no train.
Oh, now, Elmer. We heard the train, didn't we?
Yes, we heard it all right.
But... yeah, and I heard Pat give that awful scream when that train...
Now, wait a minute. How'd you know it was a train? I could stand up in the courtroom and swear that the train come through and carried Pat off. But I know it ain't so.
Yeah, then if it ain't so, we're mixed up in a terrible bad business, Elmer. And my miseries are getting started on me. And Pat's gone where them other fellas went, and we won't never know nothing about him, and I'm...
Yes, it's a cinch. Pat's gone where them other fellas went. But we're going to find him, Si Perkins, and we're starting right now.
What are we going to do, Elmer?
Yeah, we're going to get down off this high bank first and look along the track where Pat went. No fella can just fade away like smoke and not leave some kind of a clue. I knew that. Come on, we got to get down there.
Can we turn our flashlight on now?
Yes, sir. That gives me an idea. There's been too much dark about this whole darn thing. And I'll bet you if we'd had light enough, we could have seen what happened to Pat.
Yeah, maybe.
Something tells me there won't be no danger with plenty of light.
Well, then I'm for light.
Bet you.
I've had all the dark I can stand. Turn it on quick, Elmer. That's better. Oh, but if somebody shoots...
There ain't going to be no shooting. Whoever's doing these things is too darn smart letting him see where he is by shooting a gun off.
But you said there wasn't no train, and now you say there is. Elmer, you're worse mixed up than I am, and I'm lost already. I know there's a train.
Yes, and I knew there ain't no train. Some smart fella is making us hear that train to cover up what he's doing, that's all.
Oh, I'm just getting worse and worse scared of sitting here, Elmer.
Well, come on, then. Get it going. Get it going,
man. I'm going
to go down this path to the bridge and then walk back on the track of the section car. Well, come on. What are you hanging back for?
Are we going to walk right along the track where Pat and them other fellas walked?
Certainly we're going to walk there.
Yeah, but what if that train happens to us?
No, sweet sassafras. Si. Nothing is going to happen, will you? Oh, watch what you're doing, Si, will you? You'll kill your fool self before anybody else gets a chance. Oh, goodness, I never saw such an awkward old man in all my life.
I can't help it.
That train only comes one time each night, and for tonight it's gone.
There you go. Talking about that train again. You know just as well as I do that there is a train goes past here.
Well, I didn't mean, well, not exactly a train, but...
Yeah, and what did you mean?
Oh, shut up. More careful on this track. We tried to find a place where Pat was standing when the train hit him. I mean, nothing.
We couldn't find no tracks in them cinders, Elmer.
He ain't looking for tracks. Pat dropped his flashlight when that train, thing hit him and busted someplace here because he went right out.
Yeah, and something must have hit awful quick and hard then.
He ain't so sure of that either, Si.
Why not?
If a fella got hit so hard and quick-like, he wouldn't have had time to scream so loud and long as Pat did.
Oh.
Now, would he?
No.
More likely he was grabbed or something and hollered till he was shut up.
Well, this is about the place where we seen that flashlight of Pat's dropping it.
Nope, tain't. Over there, Freddy. We weren't past the end of the car yet.
Say, Emma, how about them Mexican fellas in that car? Don't you think we had ought to ask them some questions?
Ask them some questions. Wouldn't do no good.
No?
Remember what Pat said? Them boys will be as scared to even move the daylight comes.
They've been here every night that this thing has been going on, Elmer. They ought to know something about it.
We're doing that. We ain't going in that car. Them fellas will just freeze up and tell you nothing. What's more, I ain't right sure, but what one of them's got something to do with this?
Huh?
No, sir. We don't go near that sleeping car in the daylight.
Elmer Peabody, do you mean we got to stay here and fool with this danger until daylight?
That's what we come down here for, ain't it? We're supposed to get this case all figured out, ain't it?
Yeah, but it's all over now, ain't it?
What do you mean?
Well, Pat and them other poor fellas is all gone. What's the use of us staying here?
Well, sweet singer of sad songs. What's getting into you, Si? There's always something going wrong before a detective gets there.
Yeah.
Nobody ever sends for new detectives. They ain't got nothing to detect.
Oh, I know all that, Elmer. I got the feeling that somebody's watching us.
Oh, shucks, Si. Will you quit your hollering and your moaning and your bellowing and get to looking? Now, get the crooks out of that old back of yours and bend over here a little. Come on. We can't see no clue on the ground by looking up at the sky.
Yeah, but it feels so dangerous of bending over, Elmer.
Oh.
Just like somebody was a sneaking up on us all the time.
Now, looky here. Who in tarnation could do any of sneaking on these cinders?
Huh?
You've got the silliest ideas ever heard in my life.
Yeah? Well, if you ain't afraid of nothing, Elmer, what makes you keep looking behind you so quick all the time?
Well, you see, hush up, will you, Si? Where I do me look is more business. I don't want to miss nothing, that's all.
Oh, Elmer, if only something would happen.
Hey, will you go ahead? Keep asking for trouble and you're going to get some. Now get busy and try to find some good news. Come on, get your flashlight right down there close to the track now. Come on. It's just a place right here where see Pat drop his light.
Yeah. And this is where trouble is going to happen to us.
Oh, hush up, will you, Si? Now look careful right here.
Where about?
There, right over there. Now, over by the foot with the light.
Yeah?
Si, there. See, there's something shiny laying there?
Where?
Right over there. Look at it.
Say, looks like it, Elmer. What could it be?
It could be Pat's flashlight. Pick it up.
Well, I reckon maybe you better pick it up, Elmer. It might be a gun or something.
Well, I'll be dead blamed if they didn't want to tell the boys.
What's the matter?
Well, the brave detective, he won't pick up something in the dark because it might be a gun. What's the matter with you, Si? Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
All right, Elmer. Yes, it is. And it is Pat's flashlight.
Yes, sir, and she's busted, too. Just what I told you, didn't it? That means that it was just exactly right here that Pat was standing when that whatever it was, just happened to him.
I feel awful funny and empty, Elmer. Here we be, right on the spot where Pat was standing, and now he's gone.
Well, this sort of kind of creepy feeling, Si, but what the dickens could have happened to him?
Could we tell anything about it by looking at the railroad tracks?
I don't reckon we can do much in daylight, but, oh, it won't hurt none to try. Now hold that right still, and we'll examine one little spot to a time.
Elmer.
What?
Ain't that something there?
Whereabouts, Si? Whereabouts?
Ain't there something black right on that rail?
Certain is. Sure he's shooting. Just a minute now. Why, Si, it's a hat. And it's a black hat. And Pat had on a black hat.
Then Pat was right here when the train hit him.
Si, I'm telling you, there wasn't no train. I knew it all the time, and this hat proves it.
I don't see how, Elmer. Looks to me like that hat was knocked off of Pat's head when the train hit him.
This hat was lying right on the rails, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right up against that rail, Elmer. The brim of the hat was right smack on top of that rail.
Now, don't you see it, Si, then? Don't you see it?
Huh?
There was never no train run on that track tonight.
And if Elmer is right, there was no train on the track. Yet we all heard it. What has happened to Pat? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.